Lekut Sichas Chelek Tazayin Parsha Truma Sicha Gimel. From Pasuk V'Asal Demigdash Shachanti B'Seicham, from the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, which says, "They shall make for me a Mikdash, a sanctuary, and I will dwell amongst them." Learn Taruiz the Rambam in Hilchas Beis Abchira. So in the laws of the building of the Beis HaMikdash called Hilchas Beis Abchira, the Rambam learns from this Pasuk as follows. Mitzvahs Eser Lases Bayis LaHashem. It's a positive mitzvah to build a home for Hashem. Mulchan Lias Makrivim Bayi Karbonos, that should be available for bringing Karbonos in that building. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'asu L'Mikdash, they shall make for me a sanctuary. The Torah already gave details about the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built. But that was only a temporary building. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, because you have not yet come to the Nachala, to your permanent place in Eretz Yisrael. So this is temporary. So that's what he says in Hilchos Beis Abchira. But in Hilchos Melachim, but then when he gets to the laws of kings at the very end of the Rambam, learn to raise the Rama from another pasuk over there. He quotes a different pasuk to tell us that there is a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. And he says, Shalosh mitzvahs nistavu Yisrael v'shas k'nisasam l'aretz. There were three mitzvahs that the Yidden were commanded when they came to Eretz Yisrael to do when they come to Eretz Yisrael. One of them is, there are two other ones, and they're v'livnes Beis HaBchira, and to build a sanctuary, shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, l'shichnai sidrishu, to his presence you shall search, you shall inquire, you shall look for him in this place of residence. Ubasashami, you shall come to there. So from there, the Rambam learns that there's a mitzvah that there should be a place in which people can go to find Hashem, that is the base of Mikdash. As you do with the Kasha, so it's well known the question that is asked. Favos brengt en nishda. Why does the Rambam bring here in Hilchos Melachim a different pasuk to teach about the building of Beis HaMikdash and not the same one that he brought in the laws of building Beis HaMikdash, which was the pasuk from our parsha, which is V'asu L'Mikdash Shachanti B'Seichem? The Lecha Mishnah emphasized them. So the Lecha Mishnah, which is a commentary on the Rambam, answers about this as the pasuk V'asu L'Mikdash, that pasuk in our parsha, Retz Vegn Mishkan Hamidbar. That pasuk is talking about the Mishkan that was in the desert, specifically that one. When the pasuk L'Shichnei Sidrashu, and the pasuk that the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Melachim, meant the Mishkan Shiloh. That's referring to specifically to the Mishkan that was in Shiloh. V'Rashi Taitz, as Rashi in fact says, on Kiheche D'Beshiloh B'Midbar Him Mitzvah. And just like we have a pasuk that says it's a mitzvah in the midbar to build a mishkan, we have a pasuk that teaches that it's a mitzvah to build one in Shiloh, which is l'shichnei sidrashu. It's vaday the beis abchira he mitzvah. So certainly the permanent one, the one in Yerushalayim, which is the permanent one, for sure is a mitzvah. Es is aber nicht verstandig. But this needs better clarification, because we bald as binyan bayis l'Hashem rechen the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira as mitzvah esser, since the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam counts it as one of the positive mitzvahs. Und das meint a mitzvah neheges l'deiris, which must mean, according to the Rambam's rules, that a mitzvah that is counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs is only a mitzvah which is there for the future, forever, not just something that was temporary in the midbar. It has to be a mitzvah which is ongoing. So therefore, when he talks about the mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, he's talking about a mitzvah which is not only in the midbar. It's a mitzvah which continues on forever. Favos brengt der pasuk with the tzivias nor of binyan hamishkan. So then, why does he quote a pasuk which only relates to the Mishkan, which was only temporary in the Midbar? In the general, we have to understand, as in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, in the laws which are called the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, Vas Kishmon Kein Hein, which, as the name of the halachas indicates, that it's about the Beis HaMikdash, as the Ganze Teichen is the Mitzvah Seladeiris from Binyan Beis HaMikdash, where the theme of that group of halachas is about the mitzvah which is there, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which is for the future, not just for the past in the Midbar. So lebrengen a pasuk v'detzivu yizayf mishkan haMidbar. There he brings a pasuk which only relates to the Mishkan and the Midbar, namely v'asulim mikdash shchanti b'seichem. When the hilchos malachim and then in the laws which talk about the laws of the kings, v'skishmoy kinheim, which the theme of those halachas are, as the name indicates, as a sretzach be'ikaveg mitzvahs mina melech, that is talking mostly about the mitzvah of the king, of appointing the king. So in that group of halachas, ala bringing the pasuk to shichnei sidrushu, there he brings the pasuk vasred vegen mishkan shiloh in Beis Elamim, which is talking about the mishkan in Eretz Yisrael that was there for 300 and something years, and then also by extension the Beis Hamikdash, the eternal Beis Hamikdash, which is in Yerushalayim. So why is it that in the halachas of that talk about the Beis Hamikdash, he brings a pasuk which indicates the temporary Mishkan, and that the laws of Malachim, of kings, there he brings the pasuk which is talking about the Beis HaMikdash proper? Beis L'chayre kem efanemferen, it would seem that you could answer the question, as the Rambam brengt in Hilchos Beis HaBchirah den pasuk v'asul l'migdash, that the Rambam, when he quotes the pasuk in Hilchos Beis HaBchirah v'asul l'migdash nisht al tzatzibi ad Mishkan, he doesn't mean that to be the mitzvah, the pasuk that tells us that there is a mitzvah to build a mishkan. The reason that he brings it is narvail im lentman fun em lentman up the mitzvah klolus from binyan beis hamikdash. It's talking about the general concept of building a place for, you know, which will serve as the center of all the service, the avoda and the karbonos and so on. Not specifically in the midbar. It's a general term, a general mitzvah, that there has to be a place. V'migifintes in Midrashim, as we find actually in Midrashim, that they use that's what how it's interpreted. Lefize is of a tzirik nishvashtandik, but according to this, we have to understand it. So then we can answer, that's why he quotes that pasuk in Hilchos Beis HaBchirah, because it talks about the general idea of building a place for Hashem. But if so, then we have to understand the other way. We have to understand, mitzvahs binyan Beis HaBchirah, in Hilchos Malachim, that when he talks about the detail of building the Beis HaMikdash in the context of the laws of the kings, bring there another pasuk. Why then does he bring over there a completely different pasuk? Shichnei Sidushu Ubasa Shama. Then he should have also quoted a pasuk for Asul Mikdash, which is the general mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. And this becomes even a more difficult question, because from the way the language that the Rambam uses as the in Hilchos Malachim, it seems as the makor from Rambam in Hilchos Malachim is from the Medrash. It seems that he's quoting from the Medrash because he uses almost identical language to the Medrash. Thus bring the pasuk vasul mikdash. And in the Medrash from which the Rambam seems to be quoting this entire halacha, over there the Medrash brings the pasuk v'asul l'migdash, not the pasuk l'shichnei sidushu. Bezel l'shoinei, and this is how the Medrash reads: Al shloisha dvarim etztabi yisrael b'knesasam la'aretz. The Yidden were commanded to three mitzvahs when they enter Eretz Yisrael. The first one is limnes aleim melech, to appoint a king. The second one is Livnes ben Beis HaBchirah, to build a Beis HaMikdash. And the third one is Lahachriz Zareh Shel HaMolek. And the third one is to destroy the descendants of HaMolek. Livnes Aleim Melech, how do we know that they should appoint a king? The Chassid Pasuk says, Same Tassam Melech HaMelech, you shall appoint upon yourself a king. How do we know Livnes ben Beis HaBchirah? How do we know they have to build a Beis HaMikdash? The Chassid Ba'osul HaMikdash. As the pasuk says, they shall make for me a sanctuary. So we see that the Medrash quotes this pasuk, and then he continues, "La'achrizaros shel Amalek." How do we know that you have to destroy Amalek? The pasuk says, "V'hoya v'aniach Hashem alekecha," when Hashem will give you rest and respite from your enemies, meaning Amalek, it was one of them. "Timcha ezechal Amalek," you shall destroy Amalek. Zetmendach, so we see from here, as beim selben Inyan von die drei Zivuim, that in that same context that the Rambam is speaking in, is the, is is in Medrash, the Limud of Mitzvahs, Bina Beis Abchir, Vavasa Vasalim Yiddush. In the Medrash, how do we know that you have to build a Beis Hamikdash from Vasalim Yiddush in our Pasha? Hain Favasas the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Mishanes, and then why does the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, where he talks about the same context of the three mitzvahs that they have to do when they come to Eretz Yisrael, almost quoting verbatim from the Medrash, from Medrash and Hilchos Beis Abchir, and bring them tziva from another pasuk, and he switches the pasuk which the Medrash quotes, and he brings another pasuk. He brings the pasuk l'shichnoi sidushu. Gimel. Oich dafen verstehen. Another thing we have to understand. Binyan Beis Hamikdash is the chfarana pasuk on atzivim mefurish in regards to the building of the Beis Hamikdash, meaning the permanent Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. There is a pasuk which clearly states that mitzvah, and it's not nishvi v'asul lemikdash bepashtus retes vegen mishkan. Not like v'asul lemikdash, which happens to be referring to the mishkan, and that pasuk is v'hoya makam ashiyivchar Hashem alekecha, and it will be that place which Hashem will choose. L'shaken shmoy sham, that his name shall dwell and rest upon that place, which is clearly describing the Beis Hamikdash. Megifintus in Gemara, and as we find it in Gemara and Sifri, that they use this pasuk, is favos bring the Rambam. So why then doesn't the Rambam bring vasrechent the mitzvah l'dayrus? And the Rambam is the one that he is talking about the mitzvah which extends forever, not the one specifically to the midbar, because that doesn't count as a mitzvah since it was only temporary. Their pasuk in honor of Hilchos Beis Abchira. Why then doesn't he quote this pasuk at the beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira? The Kesef Mishnah for emphasis. So the Kesef Mishnah commentary on the Rambam explains it this way. Well, the Rambam learned as the pasuk v'hayamakim, because the Rambam considers this pasuk v'hayamakim that we just quoted is nish gizogavar not tzivui tzibuyin abeis hamikdash. He says this pasuk is not written as a command to build a beis hamikdash, not a sipa ba'almahu. It's just describing a situation which happens. As menzel bring a karbonus l'makam ashiyivchar Hashem. The pasuk is saying that all karbonus shall be brought to the place which Hashem has chosen. Not that this pasuk is telling you to choose a place. It's just telling you that all karbonus that you want to bring have to be brought over there. So, but where is this the mitzvah to build that place? Not here. Well, does was the Gemara v'sifri bring in yedem pasuk? And the reason that the Gemara does quote this pasuk is does blois altzray yasach rasa zarev shalom alakib edemis levinyam beis abchira. That is only in the context where the Gemara talks about how do we know which mitzvah comes before in the three mitzvahs that they have to do when they come to Eretz Yisrael, which is to appoint a king and to build a Beis Hamikdash and to destroy a Molech, which one comes first? So to teach the order, that's where what the Gemara uses this pasuk for, but not to teach that it's a mitzvah to begin with. Lefi ze aber, but according to this, is noyisef abdenish galatik ad mitzvah klala yaduah v'rambam. So in addition to the problem based on the general rule that we know about the Rambam as a brink that drosha pshuta b'yaser, that he will always bring the simplest place from which we can learn something, even though that place that he's quoting is not found in Shas, but because it's more direct and more easy to understand, therefore he brings that source. So therefore it should be in our case as well, that he should bring the most direct reference to the Beis Hamikdash, which is this pasuk. So he should bring that. And over here, he doesn't bring the simplest, the most direct reference to the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So, in addition to that difficulty, there's another problem, another question. The Rambam also wants to bring a pasuk in Hilchos Melachim where he talks about the order, how it should be done, which comes first. And even there, where the Gemara uses the pasuk v'haya makam sheyivchar as the proof of the order, there the Rambam doesn't either bring that pasuk. So he doesn't bring that pasuk at all. Why not? Talit. Oich fadet zechazbara in divrei Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira. We also have to understand what the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Beis Abchira, was noch dem was is Messiah in Halacha Aleph. after he concludes at the first halacha, in which he says the Kfar Nisparish B'Teira Mishkan Shasa Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah already told us the details of the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and that was only a temporary Mishkan. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Lebasam Adata, as we said before, you have not yet reached your place in Eretz Yisrael. So then he continues, there's a Mamshach and Halacha base. He goes on in the second Halacha, and he says, Kivin Shenichon Sola Oretz, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, Lemidu Mishkan B'Gilgal Abbas Hushana. They put up a Mishkan in the city of Gilgal for 14 years, Shekavshu V'Shecholku, during the 14 years which it took them to conquer the country and then to divide it up amongst the tribes. Umshambo L'Shiloh, then from there they went to Shiloh, Ubanu Sham Bayish Levonim. There they built a building made out of stone. Uparsu Yuriyas a Mishkan Olav, and they spread out the coverings of the Mishkan on that stone building. V'Lohiyas Sham Tikra, and there was no roof to this building. There was a stone building, but there was no roof. They used the spreads from the Mishkan to cover the roof. Bishin Samachtes Shana Amad Mishkan Shiloi. The Mishkan Shiloi stood for 369 years. Ukishames Eli, and then when Eli the Kohen Gadol died, Chareb it was destroyed, Ubol the Noiv, and then they came to Noiv, the city of Noiv, Ubanu Sham Migdash, and they built over there a Migdash, Umikshames Shmuel. And when Shmuel and Avi died, Charev, that one was destroyed, Ubol the Givin, and they came to Givin, Ubanu Sham Migdash, and they built over there a Migdash, Umigivin, Ubol the Beis Elamim, and then from Givin they went to the eternal Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. V'yemei Noiv Givin, the period of Noiv and Givin combined, Shiva v'chamishim shana, Shiva v'chamishim shana was 57 years. So it gives us a whole historical view of, bird's eye view of the Mishkan as till the Beis HaMikdash, all the Mishkans till the Beis HaMikdash. Ishver tzavashtein, so we have to understand about this. The Rambam is the Hasefer von Halachas. The Rambam, as we know, is a Sefer of laws. Is l'maynaf kimina la'alacha, what difference does it make in regards to halacha, or diarichas, this whole long historical view? As mahat oiv gestel the Mishkan beGilgo, and then in Shiloh, in Noiv and Givin, that they put up a Mishkan in Shiloh, and then in Noiv and Givin, and then in Noiv, and then in Givin. Thus is the Chlecher and Nara Sipum Vadivim Yimei Yisrael. That's only historical information. Hein Emes, as the Makafunim Seder HaBinyonim, it's true that the source that the Rambam brings it from, where does he bring it, this information from, is from the Rambam, is from Mishnah Masecht Zvachim, comes from the Mishnah Masecht Zvachim, where all of this is listed. But that doesn't answer it, because the Mishnah often tells us things which are not necessary halacha. Mashenk in the Sefer Ayad from the Rambam, whereas the Sefer Ayad, as it's called, the 14 volumes, which is Yud Dalet Yad of the Rambam, was Bashteit Nor from halachas Pesukas, which is only halachas, and if the Rambam says anything else other than halacha, there needs to be an explanation. So then why does he give a historical review of the Mishkans and the Mikdashes as they went up until the Beis HaMikdash? What difference in halacha would that make? Nochmer, and even more so, in the Mishnah vetnish the tzel stam wegen divrei seder abinyonim. Even in the Mishnah, which often does tell us historical things, but in this case, the Mishnah doesn't simply review the history of it. Nor betzirav halachas v'dinim. The Mishnah is telling us, interlaced with the recording of the different periods of the different Mishkans, it tells us various halachas and dinim, which are connected to that, which namely asbo leGilgal hutru habamas. When they came to Gilgal, then they were permitted to have backyard mizbeches, besides for the one in the Mishkan in Gilgal. Kachigadashim ne'acholim, and then it goes on to describe that there are certain karbanos that have to be eaten within the perimeter of the Mishkan, like in the Mishkan it was in the chatzar of the in the Mishkan, or in Yerushalayim it has to be in the Yazara or around the Beis HaMikdash. But so how does that relate to the Mishkan and Shiloh? So it gives you where they were able to eat these karbanos. Bo l'shiloi nes rabbanus. When it came to shiloi, then they were no longer permitted to make, personal mizbeches. Bo l'neve givain. When it came to neve givain, once again hutra rabbanus. They were permitted to make bamas. Vazos alts is oichag dama, which all of this leads into as nor nochtem was bo l'Yerushalayim. That eventually, when they came to Yerushalayim and they built a base of mikdash over there, nes rabbanus. Now, from now on, the personal mizbechos became completely forbidden, and it was no longer permitted to do that. And that was what is meant in the pasuk: when you come to the place in which you settle, then you will have to bring all of your kabbanas to the Beis HaMikdash. Now they already settled, the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim, from now on it's completely prohibited. So even in the Mishnah, which goes through the history of it, but it's always connected to halachas as well. When are you allowed to make a bama? When were they not permitted to make a bama? Where did they eat the karbanas and so on? So it's not just historical information in the Mishnah. It has halachim interlaced with it as well. The Rambam the Montas alas nish, but the Rambam doesn't mention any of these halachas of the bamas. When the Tam is moving bapashtas, and the reason that he doesn't bring up when you are allowed to have a bama, when not allowed to have a bama, is because falmada hava hava, because that's all in the past. It's no longer relevant to the future. Und zum Dinen Rambam, and in regards to the halacha that the Rambam brings in halacha Gimel, in which he says kimish nivda migdash Yerushalayim, that once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, nesro kolam akaimis kulam, from now on all other places are prohibited libnes vem bayis l'Hashem l'hagavim karban, that from now on you're not allowed to build any other place in which to bring a karban. So that is, of course, a mitzvah for the future, that now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to build it anywhere else. But the past, Sainanish negated as bo l'gilgal hutar abamas. In order to say that, it's not at all important to say that when they were in Gilgal, they were permitted to do it. It's not important. Bo l'shiloi nesru, at this point they were permitted, this point they were not permitted. All that's important is, what's the halacha now? Now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, it's no longer permitted. So the Rambam doesn't bring any of the information about the bamas, the status of a bama during the different periods of the Mishkans. And that's understood because it's not relevant to halacha today. Al pi kol zeh, but based on this ved tmiya nachgresa, the question becomes even greater. Number one, vasa bring them seder from Gilgal mishon bo l'shila. Why he brings this whole order where they were first and where they were second, and it's just merely historical. And number two is noch mefarad the mispa from the yaron. Not only does he tell us the order of the Mishkans, but he even tells us exactly how many years they were in each place. Vos yedef an zeh is gestanen, that each one of the Mishkans stood. Vos das is doch hafil bezman Gilgal nish mer v'yaninu fun divri yimei Yisrael. Even in that time, in the time of Gilgal, it's also irrelevant as far as halacha. It's just a historical thing that the previous one was more years or less years, but it doesn't even have any halachic relevance even at the time that it was happening, the number of years that it was there. And number three, was bringt sich euch nicht in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, in fact, doesn't list the number of years that each one of the Mishkans stood. It just tells us where they went, the order of the Mishkans. So we come to the answer. So we'll understand all this by first explaining the reason. The reason that in Hilchas Melachim, where he talks about the laws of a king, or in this, the context that we're going to talk about, the mitzvah of appointing a king, brings the Rambam euch the mitzvahs von Binyan Beis HaBchira und alle Gimel mitzvahs. He also, why does he bring in the laws of the kings the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, as well as, in the context of all three, appointing a king, building a Beis HaMikdash, and destroying a Amalek? Why does he bring those three in the laws of the kings? Al derazeh gefindman in Sefer HaMitzvos, and a similar thing we find also in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. Ven erechen dor the mitzvah from Binyan Beis HaMikdash, when he tells us there the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, it's one of the last bayis avoda, that he commanded us to to build a home where the Avodah will take place, the service that will take place. For Amri Yisal of Asalim Mikdash, and this is what he said in the Torah of Asalim Mikdash, is a Maisif. He adds more. The Lashon Sifri, and in the language of the Sifri, it's written that Sholosh Mitzvahs Nitzdabi Yisrael Be'esk Nisasam La'aretz. There were three mitzvahs that the Yidden were told when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Livnis La'melech, to appoint a king. V'livnis La'beis Abchira. V'lachos Shal Amalek. The three mitzvahs of building a Beis HaMikdash and to destroy Amalek. So that's what he says in Sefer HaMitzvahs in the context of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. Is Oich in Dem Nishmuvan. Over there we also have to understand. Vozayin the Ander Tzvei Mitzvahs Negeyeh. Why are the other two mitzvahs relevant by the bringing mitzvahs in Beis HaMikdash? When the Rambam is talking about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, why does he bring in that there are two other mitzvahs which they have to do when they bring it, when they go into Eretz Yisrael? How is that relevant to the mitzvahs of building the Beis HaMikdash? Oich does was a heaped on Kiloshna Gemara Vasifri. Also the fact that he begins this narrative, as the Gemara and the Sifri also say, Sholosh Mitzvahs. There are three mitzvahs which they were commanded. Is L'chayra Yita Loshon, saying that, telling us how many mitzvahs it is, that it's three mitzvahs, seems to be also unnecessary to tell us that there are three mitzvahs. Why? Erechen doch gleich ois v'in Gemara and Sifri, the drei mitzvahs befrat. Because he immediately tells us each one of the three mitzvahs. So you have all the mitzvahs listed right in front of you. Why does he have to tell you that it's three? If you have an interest in counting, you can count it yourself. So levos daf afriyim magdim zayin zayimispa. Why does he have to tell us that there are three? Obaloshna shas. In fact, the Gemara often asks this question. Minyan olamali. When the Mishnah says there are four of something, the Gemara says, why does he have to tell us that there are four? When he goes on to list the four, what do we need the number for? So the Gemara always answers a reason why the Mishnah tells us the number. So the question here is, why does the Rambam tell us the number? Mekenish zogna as dos vet haremfer bepirish Rashi shaman. You can say that Rashi already answers this question. How? He says, lahachi nokat sholosh alolu. That's why he tells us about these three mitzvahs, shem tluya zu bazu, that they are all interdependent with each other. Lasaisim kesidram, they have to be done in a particular order. Melech, first the king, vachrea Amalek, and then the destruction of Amalek, vachrea Beis Abchira, and then the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So you might say, well, Rashi answers that because there is an order to it, and that's why it says it, but that doesn't really answer our question. But Amdosim Mevayr Nordem Nokat Sholosh Alalu, it only tells us why he lists the three mitzvahs in the context of the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. But Abanisht, sorry, not in the context, this is in the Gemara, not in the Rambam. But Rashi explains why the Gemara brings the three together, because there's a particular order and therefore they have to be brought together. But it doesn't explain Abanisht Agdama Gimel Mitzvahs, but he doesn't explain at all why telling us of the number of mitzvahs, that there are three. Vav, the beer bazeh. So the explanation of this is, of this question, the drei mitzvahs zayin baloshen Rashi tluya zu bazu. These three mitzvahs, as Rashi tells us, are all interdependent with each other. Das heißt, what does that mean? Hagam as zayin drei bazun der mitzvahs, even though each one is a separate mitzvah, is aber jede mitzvah euch aprat bringt shleimus in the andere zwei. Each of these mitzvahs seems to be linked in. It seems to be a detail, because it completes the other two mitzvahs. Shleimus mitzvahs minim melech. If you want to have the perfect situation of appointing a king, ver de grech, they can only be reached when svet euch eisgefir the mitzvahs from lahachas al shol amolik. Only when once you destroy the descendants of Amalek or binyan beis abchira, and when he builds the beis hamikdash, then does his position as a king come fully realized, and therefore you fully fulfill the mitzvah of appointing a king. In other words, the mitzvah of appointing the king is dependent for its completeness on the other two mitzvahs. Now that is Abed Ander, and the same would be true for the other two. Biza shleimus kiyim mitzvahs binyan beis abchira, until we would have to say that the when could you say that the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash has been fully realized is forbunden mit kiyum mitzvah min melech u'mechemes ha'molek, is dependent on there was a king appointed and Amalek was destroyed. Then can you say that the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, was fully realized and accomplished? Behemshech lazeh lent men weiter erais from pasuk, and so in the context of this, seeing them as all interdependent with each other, we learn from the pasuk that the shaychus from the zubazu is euch benegedem seder, that their dependence on each other, the link between all of these three mitzvahs, is also it's essential that they be done in a specific and a determined, predetermined order. Frier minu melech, the first of the three has to be the appointing of the king. The noch lahachas shalosh amalek, and then comes the next step, the destruction of amalek, and noch then the binyan beis habchira, and then comes the building of the beis hamikdash. Thus haste. Do is nishnod aseidin is mani achiyuv v'kiyam amitzum etzad eiden, which means nitzavi yisrael. In other words, to say that the order of these is not just that the yidden were told by Hashem, this is how you should do it. First start with this, then go to the next one, and then go to the next one. That would make the order a command to atzibut to the yidden. This is how I want you to do it. It's more than that over here. Mitzadim gavre, in other words, it's not only because of the people involved in doing it that the order is important for them. That is a pratim minim melech, but that it's even integral to the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mitzvah cannot be called fully fulfilled unless it's done in a particular way, a particular order. Mitzadim gedef for melech, in order that the king should be considered to be the king the way the Torah wants him to be, it has to also have the Milchemes HaMolek, and the building of the Beis HaBchira, the Beis HaMikdash, has to come together with that. Umitzad them gather from Beis HaMikdash, and if you want to look at the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash, Fadat Zichazos Olzai, Minim Melech and Milchemes HaMolek, it needs the other two mitzvahs in order for the Beis HaMikdash to be considered to be perfectly or fully fulfilled. Und der Rebbe bringt dort der Rambam in Halacha Beis, die Psukim, weil hi Gioshem HaMelech Vabeisai, and that's why the Rambam quotes these two Psukim. One of them is, and when the king was sitting in his home, V'hoye Hashem ha'niach le'misaviv mikol oivav, and Hashem had given him peace from all of his enemies. V'yemer HaMelech l'nosan Navi, so the king said to Nosan Navi, Anoichi Yeshu Vabeis HaRozim, I sit in a beautiful house, and the Oren of Hashem sits in a temporary place. What does it mean to say by that? The raya from pasuk is nish blois adam seder from zman mitzvahs. The raya what the Rambam is not just giving the order that once the king was appointed, and he had peace from his enemies Amalek, so now now is the time to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just about the order. Of the Rav will give genug the erste psukim that the Gemara brings. For that, just to give the order, it would be enough what the Gemara brings. V'haya v'iniach lachem mikol oyveichem, that he will give you, when he will give you peace from your enemy. V'haya makom hashivcha Hashem, then will come the place which Hashem chooses. In other words, that the Beis Hamikdash is after the Milchemes HaMolek and so on. So therefore, what is he trying to say from this pasuk? Nor beikir as dos is an inyan v'geder in kiyum mitzvahs melech u'mechemes v'achros amalek. Rather, what the Rambam is trying to bring from this pasuk is that the three mitzvahs are integral to each other. That the building of the Beis HaMikdash is a part and a fulfillment of the other two mitzvahs of the appointment of the king and of the destruction of Amalek. And he brings it from the pasuk Vayi ki Yashav Hamelech bebeisai. Once the king was installed in his home, Hashem iniach loy, and Hashem had given him peace from the enemies, meaning including Amalek. He had destroyed Amalek, at least to some degree. Misaviv Vayomer Amelech, and then the king said, it's now time to build a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that the Rambam says the Pasuk is linking all of these three mitzvahs into one, as one integrated mitzvah. They're all part of each other as three separate mitzvahs, but all integrated with each other. And that's the reason that the Rambam quotes that Pasuk. The mitzvah verstandig, was the Rambam bringt alle gimel mitzvahs in Hilchos Melachim, and this explains why the Rambam tells us about all these three mitzvahs in the laws of the kings, as well as when he talks about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The reason is because they're all integrated with each other. So if you're going to talk about the king, you have to talk about the other two mitzvahs which complete him. You're going to talk about the Beis HaMikdash, you have to talk about the other two mitzvahs which make the Beis HaMikdash into the perfect Beis HaMikdash. Zion. Lefi zeh zoich mevur, the hemshuch from the halach is an anfang von Hilchos Beis HaBchira. According to this, we can also understand the continuation, how the Rambam structures the mitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira. He says there, mitzvah sesa lasses by Yishla Hashem muchan. It's a mitzvah to make a place for Hashem which will be available for the karbonas. Shenem of asul limigdash, as the pasuk says, make for me a migdash. On his mamshich, and then he continues with kranish parish b'teira. The Torah already gave us details of Mishkan Shasa Moshe Rabbeinu, of that Mishkan which Moshe Rabbeinu built for Ha'il Fishon, and as we said before, it was only temporary. Tos haste as mitzvahs binyan bayis Hashem gate oich of the Mishkan was Moshe Rabbeinu had gemacht. In other words, the Rambam is telling us that this mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash was also fulfilled by the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built. The Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built also rates as a Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, and we bald as mitzvah binyan Beis HaMikdash verbunden mit die andere zwei mitzvahs, and since the Rambam makes it clear that these three mitzvahs are integral to each other, as zum geder akiyum from binyan Beis HaMikdash and the geyer the friedike akiyum from minim melech and the banich from the melchanes amalek, that in order to be able to build a Beis HaMikdash, you first have to have the appointment of a king, and then when you finish with the destruction of Amalek, darf man sagen, as azay is given by Alabet Batei Migdash. So the Rambam says it would be logical to say that if they're all integrated with each other, then by each Beis HaMikdash there must have been this kind of a situation where there was first the king, then Amalek, and then the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Das heißt, agam as do seine gimel mitzvahs, that even though in their absolute situation status, these are mitzvahs which they didn't have once they go into Eretz Yisrael. That's when they will be fully practiced as the mitzvahs that they need to be. Is das nor benegay dem tziva von alle drei mitzvahs? So that is only true when you want to talk about the fulfillment of all of these three mitzvahs in the way that they need to be done, the official formal appointment of a king and the utter destruction of Amalek and then the building of the eternal Beis HaMikdash. V'bal davar az mitzvahs binyan bayis l'Hashem is ein tziva l'chol ha'doros, but since the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash starts, where was it said initially? What's the pasuk in the Torah which tells us to build the Beis HaMikdash? That's by Moshe in the Midbar, v'asu l'migdash shechanti b'seicham, as the Rambam quotes here. V'asu l'migdash, v'asis keilel ala oich defriedike binyanim, which also includes all the buildings that were built as a Beis HaMikdash, starting from the Mishkan. In other words, even before the final eternal Beis HaMikdash, it includes also the ones that led up to there too. Is moving as euch by yede friedige bin Beis HaMikdash, so it's understood that also by each one of the previous Batei Mikdash or Mishkan, depending on what they were, is das given nor dem is given a melech and yech Hashem the game mekol ebechem isavit. So they also must have had elements of these two other mitzvahs, which is that it was done by a king and it was done after the destruction of Amalek, even though in its ultimate fulfillment it was only after the Yidden went into the Eretz Yisrael. But since the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash started in the Mishkan, so therefore, even then, since it's integral to the building of a Mishkan, of a Mikdash, that you have to have the king and Amalek destroyed, so therefore, there must have been elements of this by each one of those Batei Mikdash or Mishkans. Vibaldas Tluyas Abazu, since these mitzvahs depend on each other. Nor, however, Kishem Vidishlamis and Beis Amigdash Atzmai Ladairi Dairis is given the Binyam Beis Elam Kshaniv Amigdash Vishalayim. But just as we know that what's called the perfect Beis Amigdash, the one that would go on eternally, that would be considered the one that is unchangeable, and this is where it has to be, and it's not going to change place anymore, and so on, that is only when it was built in Yerushalayim, Beis Amigdash Azoy Eich, in Zainat Noyim Vigdorim Al Tzagdom Lezeh, so also. The conditions which have to be met in order to bring about this perfect Beis HaMikdash, Minimelech, which are Minimelech and Milchamas Amalek, the appointment of the king and the war with Amalek, Azeyah Shleimas Hatzich Uvgetandur Dem Binyan HaMikdash V'Shalayim Dafke. So, just like the Beis HaMikdash is only in its perfect state once you have the permanent and eternal Beis HaMikdash, so also the perfect fulfillment of those two mitzvahs, which are dependent on each other, also you will only reach the perfection of them once the perfect Beis HaMikdash has been built. So the ultimate appointment of a king in its fullest sense will take place then. The destruction of Amalek in its fullest sense will also take place only in the context of the building of the Beis Elamim, the eternal Beis HaMikdash. But to some degree, each of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Beit HaMikdash and Mishkans had to have also the other two elements in order to have, because they're so integral to each other, they must have elements of it as well. Umahai Taima bring the Rambam the Pasuk Vasil HaMikdash, and that's why the Rambam uses this Pasuk of Vasil HaMikdash. One is Gleich Mamshich Uklanus Parish B'Teir Mishkan Shasam Ezer Rabbeinu Ba'il Fisha, and immediately tells us that this was, the Torah tells us about it, about the Mishkan, and it was only temporary, meaning to say that the Tzivi Kipshutai is the Givenai for Mishkan Shasam Ezer. Since the actual Pasuk is written specifically about the Mishkan that Moshe made, that with that Mishkan we also fulfill the mitzvah of building a place for Hashem, which includes all of the other elements that it needs, namely the destruction of Amalek and the appointment of the king. But Moshe Rabbeinu Melachoya, because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a king, the Rambam Shreib, as the Rambam writes about it, and it also took place after they had defeated Amalek, as the pasuk says, that Yeshua weakened Amalek and his people by the sword. So the Binyan Beis HaMikdash took place after the Mishkan, took place after that, and from them on is the Chiyuv And then once that happened, that there was already a king, and there was already a war with Amalek, and they already defeated Amalek to some degree, then started the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, and that this mitzvah is going to be the same mitzvah which extends throughout the generations. Ches, like them is moving. Based on this, we can understand why the Rambam is Meirich, why the Rambam goes into the whole lengthy explanation. He starts with the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, which was only temporary, and his Mamshach, and then he continues on. That when they got into Eretz Yisrael, they put up a Mishkan in Gilgal, which was lasted 14 years, Shekhov Shavacholku, which it took them when they were conquering and dividing the land. But the mit is a mevair, as the tzivah from Va'asul HaMikdash by Mishkan Moshe is given at tzivah l'doiris. What he's trying to say is that the mitzvah that we learn from Va'asul HaMishkan, Va'asul HaMikdash, that Moshe Rabbeinu made, was the same mitzvah which continued throughout the generations. und as martem makayim gewen wenn er mit dem mishkan be Gilgal, and that they were fulfilling that same mitzvah of asul migdash by building the mishkan in Gilgal, and then by building the mishkan in Shiloh and so on. The chilik is gewen nor in the ma'if nakim. The only difference is in the way that they fulfill this mitzvah, meaning the mikdash also Moshe, the one that Moshe Rabbeinu built. This is given the midbar, and we've told me masa l'masa, since it was built in the desert, which is a temporary place, and it was also built and constructed and deconstructed each time they traveled. Is given an oifim from mishkan and oil, so therefore it was built as an oil, a tent that can be taken apart and put together easily. Nor lefisha, and it was only temporary. And b'meili is der oif nachiyav akim nimshal gevaron oich ven nichnasul la'aretz kol zman zizan adad given and aseid fun lefisha, and that's why this same type of mishkan that was built by Moshe Rabbeinu because of the situation that they were in, that had to be constructed and deconstructed all the time. So that same kind of buildings were also constructed when they were even when they got into Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't yet the permanent place that they were going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Eid the Gemara from the Abayas Yishana Shekav Shevachalku, before they came to the situation where they could build a permanent place, because the reason that they had to build temporary was because they were just conquering the land, they were only dividing it, it wasn't time yet, they couldn't yet build a permanent place. And there too Yeshua is the given a melech, and Yeshua also was a king, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore it still fits in with the fact that you need all three elements, even to that kind of a mishkan. Umishambo l'shilah, then it goes on to say that they arrived in Shiloh. Vazdarzan, it didn't give an amatzah for Menucha Yosef and Eretz Yisrael over there. They were already more settled in Shiloh. Meaning the Yidden in general were already more settled. It was after the wars. They already had conquered the land. They already divided the land. And then they were able to build a permanent structure, a stone structure, no longer a tent. The tent that they had until then. And it was already a more permanent place. It stood for 369 years, not for 14 years. But even after that, then when Eli died and they came to Nev and they built over there a Mikdash, and then when Shmuel died they came to Gibbon. The Yemei Nev given Sheva Chamishim Shana, and the period of Nev given was 57 years. That's haste. What does it mean to say by this? As Oyepen again Nev given Dort Zokter Rambam, that in regards to describing the two structures that were in Nev given, what does the Rambam say? Bonu Sham Mikdash. He doesn't say Mishkan, oil. It was a Mikdash. Chaj, der Aron is dort nish given. And even though the Aron was not placed in the in Neuven given, und es wird became a song of Bomag Deutlein, in some places is referred to in a less permanent type of Beis HaMikdash. It's called a large Boma. In other words, that it had elements of just a sort of only a Mizbeach. And that was its main function, not like a proper Beis HaMikdash which had all the Avodah and so on. So it's looked at somewhat less than a proper Beis HaMikdash. So, but the Rambam calls it Mikdash, and the reason is while the mitzvah binyan Mikdash is Eich Demot Given, because this also was part of and rated as the mitzvah of building a Mikdash. Nor Hayesa says Nish Given Ka Matzah from Menucha B'Tachlis from Mulchama. But since they were not yet at complete rest from the wars, the ribbit is you may never give a nish beis elamim, and therefore they were not yet able to build a permanent beis hamikdash. When we give them both the beis elamim, and only after given were they able to come to the permanent and eternal place. Those demult is given that inu for melech b'shleimus, and by that beis hamikdash, by the eternal beis hamikdash, that's when we completely and fully fulfilled the mitzvah of building the beis hamikdash. First of all, that it was a permanent place. Second of all, also, because then they had a proper king. not just people that were referred to as kings, like Shoftim and so on, but they had a proper king by David HaShleimah. David and Shlomo were proper kings, and also that they had final and complete rest from the wars with Amalek. So the reason that the Rambam gives us the historical narrative of the different Beis Hamikdash and Mishkans is because he's trying to describe that all of these are part of the mitzvah, and to what degree they are part of the mitzvah. That's what he explains, the permanence or how long it was there, whether it was a Mishkan or a Mikdash, just to explain that these also raided, and it started from Va'asul and Mikdash, and all of them after that were part of that mitzvah, and they had the elements that were needed for a Beis HaMikdash, because there was a king, and there was a Mulchama with Amalek that had been done, and each one had those elements as well. But of course, when it came to the proper Beis HaMikdash, then they had all of the elements were then fully fulfilled. Based on this, we'll also understand read the Rambam ben Ali Gimel Mitzvahs. Why at the beginning of the laws of Malachim of Kings, the Rambam lists all the three mitzvahs, bring them and why there he quotes the pasuk, another pasuk. You shall come to his the Shechina and come to there. Nishda pasuk v'asul mikdash. Why doesn't he quote the pasuk v'asul mikdash? When oich nishkan pasuk beforish benegei beis elamim. And he also doesn't quote the pasuk that we said before, which explicitly refers to the beis hamikdash, which was the pasuk v'hayamakam hashiv charashem alekecha beil shakin shmei sham. Why doesn't he quote that one? And he should have quoted that passage. Since it's talking about the time when they already came to Eretz Yisrael, noch kibbutz rechiluk, even after they had already divided and conquered the land, on shein demol given the kiyum from ala gimel mitzvah shen stavu v'sayne tluyim b'zevazen, they had already fulfilled all the three mitzvahs which are needed, which are dependent on each other, the appointment of the king and so on. Agamz is say Tachz Hashem is given a bin based on Yerushalayim, even though, of course, in their ultimate perfection, they only reached that when David and Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. But in Eretz Yisrael, they were already had elements of that before that as well. So you should have already quoted that pasuk, which talks about the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. And the reason is Sishin given the binyan. Rather, Sishin Given the Binyan from Bayis Nishkan El Vilfneze. How do we know that there was already we already had the three mitzvahs? Because already there was a permanent permanent building in Shiloh. Noch the Yudalachonim Kibbutz Rechiluk, and it was already after the years that they had taken to conquer and to divide Eretz Yisrael. Is given a matzah from Menuchin Eretz Yisrael, and therefore at that time it was already a time when they were past the wars. Uns is given durch Yeshua, and it was also done through Yeshua of Aseres Nismane Gevon Lamelech, who was appointed as a king. Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu Bezdinoi, who appointed Yeshua as a king, Moshe Rabbeinu himself and the Bezdin, be the mitzvah fun minimelech davzayin l'deiris, which is an element of how you appoint a king, that it has to be done al pi bezdin shel shivim zkeinim al pi novi, that has to be done through a bezdin of 70 elders and through a Navi. So you had Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shivim Skenim, and they appointed Yeshua as a king. So this was the true, he was truly appointed as a king in the way, in the with the halachas in which you need to appoint a king. Mashenk in the Mishkan was given l'fishah in Midbar, whereas when we talk about the Mishkan which was only temporary in the Midbar, only Masal Masa, and as we said before, there was only put up and taken down for each trip. Nish and a matzah for Menuchah, not in a place where it just stood there and it was there without having to be taken apart. So that was a temporary situation, both in time and also in the way that it was built. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu was called a king, but we don't find that he was actually appointed through the halachas in which a king is appointed. Be the protim mitzvahs minim melech. In other words, the reason that he doesn't bring the pasuk v'asalim mikdash is because we're already past the Mishkan stage. We already have more permanence than the Mishkan because it's an Eretz Yisrael. After the rest, we have a proper king already. Yeshua is more of a king, has more elements of a king than Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on. But on the other hand, it's not yet the eternal Beis HaMikdash. They haven't reached that stage yet, and therefore he doesn't bring the pasuk which talks about the eternal Beis HaMikdash. He only brings a pasuk, L'shichnei Sidrashu, which is sort of in between V'asal HaMikdash HaMishkan and the pasuk V'hoya HaMokem HaShay Yivchar HaShem, which is the eternal Beis HaMikdash. Right now we're in an interim stage between the two. Yud. Al Pize Kemenech Faremfer and the Shailam and Egeda Aloch HaNal and Hilchot Beis HaBchira. So based on this, we can also answer the question in regards to this halacha and Beis HaBchira, and Vos Meken from the Emer Islan halacha Lepeil, and what we can learn as a practical halacha from that halacha. He's talking about the historical narrative that the Rambam speaks. The Rambam paskent. The Rambam tells us, "V'osu lo'odem shi'asa bayis tavnis heichol achsadra." A person is not allowed to make a building which would be follow the exact blueprint of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, Achsadr Tavnis Ulam. You're not allowed to make an entranceway like the Ulam of the Beis HaMikdash, the entranceway of the Beis HaMikdash, Chotzek and Eged Azori. You're not allowed to make your courtyard in the exact same dimensions and design of the Chotzer of the Azora, the courtyard around the Azora of the Beis HaMikdash. So we're not allowed to, in other words, you're not allowed to build a building that would be in the exact dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. Is vibald as the alle is gerechnet binyanim hot haben gehat adin mikdash. Since all of these buildings, whether it's in Neuve Given or in Shiloh or in earlier in Gilgal. So all of them had the status of a mikdash. And by yedna hat man makayim given the mitzvah from Vasil HaMikdash, as the Rambam brings out from quoting the Vasil HaMikdash, that it starts from the first Mishkan and it goes all the way through to the Bais HaLamim. In other words, each one of them had the status of a Vasil HaMikdash. Bizaz oich the Beis HaMikdash agam as ein tzir is in the protom midas arkeve rogbez and given anders vi Mishkan. And so much so that even the Beis HaMikdash, which was completely different than the Mishkan in its in the size of it and so on, von deswegen sind die Inyonim ha'ikrim shubay given medungus ha'mishkan, still the main elements of the Beis HaMikdash followed the same general structure of the Mishkan. V'der Rambam shreif, as the Rambam tells us, v'oysa mechitza acheret sovev laheichal, that you make another wall or partition around the main structure of the Beis HaMikdash. She's describing the Azara that they built a wall around, which contained the courtyard inside. So the way he describes it is that it's somewhat distant from the building itself, from the main building itself, and this is similar to the curtains that went around the Chotzer Shayah B'Midbar, that was in the Midbar, the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built. V'chol ha'mukav b'mechitza zu, he came Chotzer Oil Moed, and everything that is inside that mechitza around the Azara by the Beis HaMikdash would have the same status as the courtyard of the Oil Moed in the case of the Mishkan, and that's called the Azara. So in other words, we see that the Rambam is saying that the way they structured the Beis HaMikdash, even though of course it was much bigger and so on, but it still followed the general concept of the Mishkan in the Midbar. So in other words, that the Isser to make a Mikdash in the same blueprint as the Beis HaMikdash is not only true for the Beis HaMikdash, it's true also for the Mishkan. The Beis HaMikdash followed the general theme of the Mishkan, and it was true for all the ones in the middle too. As Yeshleimer, as the Isur, Lasas Bayis Tavnis, so that one could say that the Rambam is trying to tell us that this Isur, that you're not allowed to make a building in the same design as the Beis HaMikdash, is Chal Oich Eifen Nachmachen dem Tavnis from Mishkan is also applies to the Isser not to do a building in the same structure as the Mishkan or for Mishkan Shiloh, and as well it applies to Mishkan Shiloh when they've been given as well. In other words, that's what he's trying to tell you, that each one of these rates as a Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to build a building that would be in the exact dimensions of any of them. Yud Aleph. The Bir Bezeh B'Pnimis HaInyanim, to explain all of this, or at least elements of it, in from the perspective of Chassidus. In Im Teichen and Seidef in the Gimel Mitzvahs in Chassidus, is Chassidus Mevayer, in regards to these three mitzvahs that we talked about, Chassidus explains, Asayim Tazam Melech HaMelech is the Bechina from Yira, that appointing a king, that is talking about the Aveda of Yira, of reverence of Hashem. A king has that. That's what he defines, that he has great fear of Hashem, and is bottled to Meibish, and that he is completely bottled to Hashem. And through them, Melech vet nimshol the yiru and bittel some ganzen am. And through his personification of this kind of yira, he also brings it to the people that they also should have yiras Hashem. That's how Chassidus explains the role of the king. And when one reaches the level of Yira, the Inyan from Iskafya, which is expresses, brings out the Inyan of subduing evil out of Yira, then you have to come to the next level, the next mitzvah in the order, which is the wiping out of Amalek, the Inyan from Bi'ar Toro, which means to completely eradicate evil, not Iskafya, not to subdue evil, but to eradicate evil. Which is what Chassidus calls transformation, completely uprooting evil and turning it into something good. And only after that are you able to, and then of course you must, you can reach the level of the higher element of Yira, but which comes through the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk says, you shall fear my Mikdash, which is the higher level of Yira. Vazdi Madrega from Yira, come from Bechinas Chachma, the Inyan HaTayra, that reach, where does this level, the higher level of Yira, comes from the level of Chachma, which is expressed in Tayra. Tayra leads to Yira Yila, to the higher elements of Yira. When Azai Eich Bechol Der Vadair, and the same is true that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the time of Golus, that is the Daladam Shalalacha, which is what supplanted the Beis HaMikdash. Now Hashem dwells in the Daladam Shalalacha, in Teira, in other words, and that's where you reach Yira Ilah in the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and through Teira in the time of Golus. So that's the order of these three mitzvahs. Now, pizev et mefashtein, for was the tzivei of binyan beis hamikdash and euch the binyan from eshten mikdash mishkan mepayil. And that explains also why the mitzvah of building the beis hamikdash and also the actual building of the act of the first beis hamikdash, which is the mishkan, had gedav zayin dafke duch Moshe Rabbeinu, had to come dafke through Moshe. The Rambam is medayik fanesparish b'toyr mishkan shasa Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Rambam says, he links it with Moshe Rabbeinu. He seems to create that link that it was done through Moshe. It was told to Moshe, and Moshe actually carried it out. Because bringing this element of das to every yid was through them kumpman to yira, and it's through das that a yid can reach yira. Is Ayidei Moshe, that comes through Moshe. V'migifinin azayfin posik v'ati Yisrael ma'ashem alakecha shoyel mi'imcha ki'im li'yira, that we know the posik that is written in the Torah. What does Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Yidin, what does Hashem ask of you already? Nothing more than to fear Him. So the Gemara asks, otu yira milses utr sehi, what do you mean that's all He asks? Is yira such a small thing? What do you mean that's all He asks? That's plenty. When the Far Emfer in the Gemara answers, it is not such a big deal. Lagaba Moshe Milsa Zutrasi, because for Moshe it's a small thing. When the Ribba had Scholim, so Chassidus of course explains that it means to the Moshe within Abi Yid, and that because Abi Yid has an element of Moshe, therefore he is, and Moshe brings to Abi Yid the ability to have the proper Yira, and that's accomplished through Das. Und der Rebbe hat das Cholos Inyan HaMalucha Yira Tata Biz the Binyan HaMishkan Yira Ilah. That's why the beginning of Malucha, which is what is Yira Tata, and then also reaching into the Yira Ilah, which is through the Binyan HaMishkan Lachrezeh, which came after that Gedav Kumen Ali the Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be the first king, and he also had to build the first Beis HaMikdash, because all Yira, whether it's Yira Ilah, Yira Tata, it comes through Moshe. Noch mehr even more. So the Inyan HaMishkan VaMikdash is the K'maymer Azal B'Toichel Lenemer Ela B'Toicham. The idea of the Mishkan and the Mikdash is what our sages tell us, that it doesn't say I will dwell in it, meaning V'Asher LeMikdash V'Shachanti B'Toicham, they shall make for me a Beis HaMikdash and I will dwell amongst them. It doesn't say I will dwell in the Beis HaMikdash, it says I will dwell within them. Our sages tell us it means that Hashem will dwell within every Jew. As Yeder Id ken undarf uifton zu sein allein am Mishkan Mikdash, that every Yid himself has to be a Mikdash and a Mishkan. V'shuchani b'seicha, meaning to say that Hashem dwells within every Yid, and therefore every Yid is a Mishkan, a Mikdash. Und der Koyach Adem hat fun Moshe, from Chinus Moshe, was his Dabam. And that the ability to do this we get from the element of Moshe that we have, that is contained in every Yid. When the Alter Rebbe is this Masvin, and the way the Alter Rebbe explains that El Gabe Kol Echad Vechad Yisrael is Yira Amil Sezutrus, that for every Yid Yira is not a big deal. Why is it not a big deal? Be a state in Pasuk Shirel Miimcha, as the Pasuk says that he's asking of you. He's not asking it of Moshe Rabbeinu that he should be to fear Hashem. He's asking of every Yid that he should fear Hashem. So how does it help us that Moshe Rabbeinu, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a big deal? Because every Yid has a part of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore for every Yid it becomes a manageable thing, something that anyone can accomplish. So that's in regards to the personal Beis HaMikdash, that every Yid is a Beis HaMikdash. But on the other hand, the Shleimus for Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash Gevem Beis HaLomim, but the ultimate of the Beis HaMikdash was not the one that Moshe Rabbeinu built, but the one that was built in Yerushalayim. From there, inin amalchus b'shleimus v'ubegolui hatzuchu v'tanduch dovid amelech, because the perfection of Malucha, when was the true and proper king, was accomplished, was only reached by David HaMelech, bis to the gilu v'malchus b'tachas ha'shleimus, and then we go from that to that David HaMelech personifies the absolute perfection of Malchus, of kingship. As we know that when the ultimate king, which will be Mashiach, is also identified back with David HaMelech. As it says in the Rambam, Yamed Melech Mebeis David, that there will be a king from the house of David, meaning to say that Mashiach being a king is predicated on the fact that he is from Beis David. So in other words, David HaMelech personifies kingship in its absolute perfection, and that he is Mashiach is Haiga B'Torah B'Yisuk B'Mitzvah K'David David, and that he studies Torah and he's diligent in Torah and he's busy with mitzvahs, he's completely absorbed by fulfillment of mitzvahs, just like David HaMelech. The Yaakov Kol Yisrael Levech Bo L'Chazek Bitko, that he will compel all the Yidden to go in the ways in the same way. And then he will wage the war of Hashem, that is, of course, the Milchama of Amalek. And he will build a Beis HaMikdash in his place. That, in other words, that's when we reach the absolute perfection of kingship, and therefore of the other two mitzvahs as well. Then there will be kingship in its perfect situation, when Achras Zarash Amalek b'Shleimus, and the destruction of Amalek in its absolute perfection, as the Zayin Hashem Shalom Kisei Shalom, and then will be what it says, that what the Medrash says, that when Amalek is destroyed, then you have the shame, the name of Hashem is complete, and the throne of Hashem is complete, not like it says by Amalek, where it says Yud Kei, not Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name of Hashem, only half of Hashem's name, and it says Kase, not Kisei, not the full case, but both are incomplete. The name of Hashem is incomplete, and the the throne of Hashem is incomplete, but when through the destruction of Amalek, then we have the name of Hashem is complete, Yudkei Vavkei, and Hakisei Sholem, the throne is complete. The Gilim al Chusus Lagos Baruch Hu, then will be the absolute perfect revelation of the Hashem's kingship on Shleimus im Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and there will be the perfection of the building of the Beis Hamikdash as well, a Binyan Nitzchi, an eternal building, Vas Mikdash Adnei Kenen Yadecha, a building built by Hashem Himself. B'meira b'yameinu b'karim mamish, and this will be speedily in our days.